All right, episode 3 of the Minor Talk podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Today, a special guest. He's joined us the last 3 years doing this as we preview the football season. We specifically were trying to wait last week to see if maybe we get some quarterback one news. Maybe we find out a little bit more about who UTEP's starting quarterback would be. That was not the case. Head coach Scotty Weldon instead said that he will name a starting quarterback possibly later this week. But Steve Kaplowitz back in action with us here on the Minor Talk podcast. What's up, Steve? How's it going?
I'm doing good, although I'm disappointed. I was hoping to get an announcement today after the second scrimmage. I mean, think about it. They're 12 days away from their first game of the season. And it was said early on that they didn't want to do exactly what they're doing. That they were going to not string this out all camp because of last year. And instead, they wanted to decide their quarterback race earlier. So I'm confused. I don't understand why here we are less than 2 weeks out from the Utah State game and an official announcement still hasn't been made.
Yeah, I don't really understand the decision on this one right here, but the coaching staff claims that they want to still see something this final week. They still have a couple, you know, they said 5 to 7 things that they want to see each quarterback change and improve on this week. And based on the improvements, based on the feedback that these players will do, the coaches will end up deciding. But head coach Scotty Weldon even joked twice today that you put all the names in the coaching or in a hat and you pick out a name and that's going to be your starting quarterback. But the problem with that, Steve, is you just can't draw a name out of that hat and ride with Chad Warner, a true freshman, out on against Utah State in less than, you know, two weeks. So this is a really interesting thing right here. I don't know if this is what they really thought would happen. I think before fall camp really hit, they thought they would name a starting quarterback midway through, and that tells me that the guy hasn't really seized the reins here as a starting quarterback.
Look, I've said it for weeks. I'll keep saying it. I believe Malachi is the guy, but if Malachi had a really bad second scrimmage over the weekend and now is starting to give additional doubts to Scotty Weldon and the coaching staff where they've got to reevaluate this some more, then I understand. And that could end up being the case. Look, no matter who it is, whether it's Nelson, whether it's Locklear, whether it's Smith, whether it's McConnell, I just wish they would make up their mind. The funny thing is, Utah State has tape on everybody but Malachi. He's the one guy they don't have any film on. They've got it. They've seen, I'm sure, enough on Cade, on Skyler. They know what they can do, and even somewhat on Shea, but they don't know what Malachi can do, which is why if he's going to be the guy, whether you announce it today, whether you announce it Friday, whether you announce it next Friday, the day before the game, you can't game plan on somebody you've never seen in a Division I game.
You know, one of the interesting burning questions that I have for you is, will UTEP play more than 3 quarterbacks this year?
Okay. So here's the – okay, this is a fun question because, first off, let's do this right. Is it 3 quarterbacks by injury or just 3 quarterbacks by ineptness?
I think I'm going to put both. I'm just going to say by the end of the year, are we looking back on 2025 and saying, oh, 3 or more quarterbacks played this year?
I would say absolutely. And here's why. Shea Smith's going to play no matter what. He's going to be your change of pace, your wildcat, your short yardage guy. So he's in. So no matter who they name, Shea Smith is playing. That's 2, which means you're expecting a quarterback to go through the entire season without getting hurt. I would say there's no chance of that happening, especially since we all agree that the offensive line is not where it would be to keep somebody protected all year long. So, you know, I don't see that happening. I think 3 or more is a pretty good bet right now.
Okay, so we've done this every single year where you and I go game by game and we pick out the actual win-loss record for UTEP. And this is all predictions. 2 years ago, you and I infamously thought that team in 2023, coached by Dana Dimmel, could be, you know, maybe a 6, 7, 8 win team, and they ended up 3-9. Yep. Last year, I think we set the expectations right. I think we were kind of around 3-4 wins. The Miners last year finished 3-9. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel this year going into predicting 2025?
Good. I do. I feel good. I mean,
me too.
Here's the thing that drives me nuts, okay? Because Malachi Nelson is on the UTEP roster. there are so many people from around the country that automatically, not only do they think Malachi is going to get the job, but they believe that suddenly, miraculously, he's going to flash the same talent that made him the number one prospect in the country 2 years ago and catapult the Miners into rare air, which is not only first place in Conference USA, but battling Boise State for the G5 overall spot in the playoff. Now, listen, I've heard a lot of crazy things in the last 30 years, but without a doubt, that has to be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard from anybody around the country. And this is being talked about. Like, people are actually believing this. And I'm thinking to myself, can we slow our roll? Let's see, number one, if he gets the job. And if he does, let's see if he can play the position that two other schools decided he couldn't. And they bumped him down on the depth chart. And we all know that he's been fighting like crazy to try to beat out Skylar Locklear here at UTEP.
And for those who think, okay, UTEP to Bowl Bound Express, I would just say caution what you have to say right there. The Miners getting to bowl games is a tough thing to begin with. This is a historically bad football program that is trying to get to winning ways. So, understand, this is just year two of Scotty Walden right here.
Understand this. I want UTEP to win. Everything is better when UTEP wins. The fans get excited. The shows are better. The crowds are better. El Paso is better. Like this, when UTEP football performs, everything in the world is right and good. So it's not like I'm coming on today and telling you I'm rooting for UTEP to lose. Absolutely not. But thinking UTEP is going to win and actually seeing it happen are two completely different things. Look, 2 years ago, I thought UTEP was going to win. They were poised and set to win. They didn't. It was the exact opposite. I was completely wrong. And that's when I decided, you know what? I mean, when am I going to finally learn my lesson? You know, this program hasn't won a bowl game in 58 years.
I know. And I'm looking at this schedule right here. Let's just jump into it. Let's start off next Saturday. It's at Utah State. It's crazy that we're saying already next Saturday, right? I mean, it kind of snuck up on us as we were previewing the season. But first time UTEP is going to Logan, Utah since 1961. First time the Miners are taking on the Aggies of Utah State since that bowl game with head coach Sean Coogler at the time in 2014. The Miners lost that New Mexico Bowl right there, and they've never beat Utah State in their history. When you look at the Aggies, that's Bronco Mendenhall year one. They were in the news over the weekend with an all-conference player being suspended indefinitely. Does that mean he doesn't play August 30th? Probably not. He might just be away from the team up until that point. But regardless, UTEP going at Utah State. How do you see this one?
I'd love to say I see UTEP going in and winning. But these things don't usually happen, especially to start the year. UTEP has never defeated Utah State. They've only played three times. But they're also, in their last three openers, 0-3. I mean, straight up, they haven't won a game. In fact, it has been rough for the Miners. And since we're still talking about who the quarterback's going to be with less than 2 weeks out, my attitude was this. If they announced somebody with 3 weeks and they had three full weeks to prepare as the number one, no matter who it was, then I would have given them a shot. Because now I feel like, you know what? That person can prepare properly and be ready to go for Utah State. But we're less than 2 weeks out and we're in the same exact spot we were in last year. So therefore, no. I think UTEP will make mistakes. I think that, again, it's their first game. It's bound to happen. But as much as I would love to say the Miners are going to go in and beat Bronco Mendenhall to start the year, sorry, I just don't see that happening.
The Miners have lost their last three openers to start the season. They lost 3 years ago against North Texas. Mm-hmm. It was a home game, the highly anticipated 9-1-5 game where they brought a bunch of people to town and drop that game. They lost 2 years ago to Jacksonville State, another game. Miner fans thought that they would go out there to Jacksonville State and win that game. That was kind of a back-and-forth matchup right there. And then last year, we all know what happened at Nebraska. Miners had a frisky touchdown, but that was about it. I kind of reflect back at that Jacksonville State game. I think it's going to be kind of like that, Steve, where it's just like a grit and grime, a grimy type of matchup, and in the end, the home team pulls away due to some late antics. And you know, maybe the Miners at one point are in that game, and maybe you know you feel good about halftime against the Utah State Aggies, but I just don't see them going on the road to win this one with so much newness on the squad.
I feel like the defense is going to keep UTEP in a lot of games this year, a lot of games. Okay. Same. But the offense is going to need time. It's just not going to be able to start generating the kind of points that it needs to establish leads, play with leads. I feel like we're still going to see a lot of three and outs. I feel like we're still going to see a lot of mistakes, whether it's penalties, turnovers, you name it. Offensively, it's going to take this team much longer to click as a whole than it is on the defensive side. So I'm with you. I can see the defense hanging tough, but eventually the defense wears out. It wore out last year in their 3-9 season. And yeah, I just, as much as I would love to see them leave Logan with a win, I think I could do so much for the season and the expectations. I just, at this point, can't see it.
UT Martin comes to town September 6th. This is the home opener for the Miners at the Sun Bowl. First time they're ever playing each other. UTEP versus UT Martin. This is my trap game. This is the one I have circled right here because I feel like so much emphasis will be put on this game to try to get a victory right here. Miners, you look back to last year losing to Southern Utah in an overtime affair, 27-24, and then you reflect back to the Dana Dimmel opener when they lost to Northern Arizona. When FCS teams come to play here in El Paso, for some reason, mm-hmm. It's tough for the Miners. They get a little tight. And not to mention, you talk about UT Martin, the Skyhawks went 9-5. Last year they were in the FCS playoffs and they lost some players, but they did bring back some of those key contributors. So how do you see this one going?
I'm worried about this game. Again, it's the first home game. So much is on the line. This is going to tell us a lot about the team. Look, I see this being one of those games where, in all honesty, it's up for grabs going into the fourth quarter. I feel like it's going to be that kind of game, very competitive, back and forth, but I'll give UTEP the chance to edge this one out to get their first win of the season, although it's going to be one of those games that's going to be so exciting. Fans are going to leave the Sun Bowl wondering, what are we going to have this season to deal with all in all? Because, again, Tennessee Martin took UTEP to the limits, but the Miners were able to pull out a win.
I just have them losing against Utah State. I have them winning against Utah Martin. So 1-1 right here. Both of us kind of similar records to start off the season. Against UT Martin, you just got to do it. I can't pick UTEP to lose an FCS team at home in back-to-back years. You just got to get it done. I get it that they're a better team out of the FCS, but you still have to make this one happen. If not for, you know, anything else, just for the pride of your own organization, the pride of your school. So pride alone, give me that win. I think it's gutsy, grimy as well. 27-24, if you want to just flip that same score from Southern Utah last year in favor of the Miners. But September 13th, on the road at Texas. I think we could kind of skip over this one, although we can highlight that on Sports Talk and with Minor Talk, we will plan to be on site, if all goes to plan, in Austin, Texas, out at DKR. UTEP all-time 0-6 against the Longhorns. Don't expect anything crazy right here, but I do expect to have a lot of fun out in Austin, and whether you're a person in Austin who's going to the UTEP game or you're going to make the trip out from El Paso to Austin, we hope to see a lot of those fans out there.
Listen, my biggest concern is not to get hurt. That's just when you're playing teams like Texas, the preseason number one team in the country, especially they've got their first week's matchup against Ohio State. This is UT's layup this season, the Miners. So, you know, will the Longhorns call off the dogs in the second half? Will UTEP be able to just get out of there healthy? Those are the biggest questions you have. I mean, you know, chances are the Miners will come into this game 40-something point underdogs, and that's probably going to be a generous line. And yeah, Adrian, they're 1-2 after this game. I don't see them flirting with an upset against the Horns. On the flip side, I'm also interested to see who the Miners play in this game, because knowing who they're going up against, this could be the one game where everybody gets experience. Cade gets back in the game. Chad Warner gets to play in this game. Maybe Shea Smith gets extended time running the offense. I don't know. I think that could also be a possibility.
Good point. Then they come back home. It is a Saturday evening kickoff against Louisiana Monroe. And you think things are bad in El Paso with UTEP? Well, think about Louisiana Monroe, where their head coach is now serving as their interim athletic director. How ridiculous could that be right there? It's a 7:00 kickoff. This is one for the Miners where they'll have Louisiana Monroe off a bye week. So kind of interesting nugget right there. I remember the last time the Miners faced Louisiana Monroe on the road, and they handled that team 31-6. That was in that pandemic shortened season. Nonetheless, Miners get it done against Louisiana Monroe. row a couple years ago. I think they win this one. I've got UTEP winning this one right here and evening things up at 2-2 overall after Saturday, September 20th. Where are you at here?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. In fact, I'm looking right now at the way this game is lining up, and yeah, I don't see in terms of Monroe, they are picked last right now in the Sun Belt Conference West, so that's all you have to know. But at the same time, you know, they might be better than they were a year ago. I just, look, if you're ever going to find a way to win a home game that's not against Tennessee Martin, this is it. So I'm with you. Let's say the Miners get, you know, another entertaining football game. And as crazy as it sounds, after four games, they're 2-2.
Right, and they're still in the mix. But
yep,
the next week, the following game, it's a home game against Louisiana Tech. I think this is the one, if you're a UTEP fan, you circle this one with pen. You put stars all around it because this kicks off the Conference USA season, the final year of UTEP in Conference USA. And it's a significant game against a team who is kind of, you know, right where the Miners are as well. I mean, you think about how the Miners played against in Ruston last year. They were winning almost by a touchdown with a fourth quarter lead, and then they allowed a couple points in the end, and it was a loss ultimately against the Bulldogs last year. I know they had a lot of injuries last year in Ruston specifically, but I can't see the Miners winning this one right here, even though it's a must win for the Miners to try to maybe put a bowl season together. I just think they're not there yet. Maybe next year, maybe that's the year where they win some of these conference yep. games at home that they need to. But I think Louisiana Tech pulls out a close one. I think they're trying. I mean, their head coach is trying to save his job. Sonny Cumbie's on the hot seat, so I feel like he needs to go into El Paso and win a game like this. I got an L here for the Miners. What about you?
I do too. I like Evan Bullock a lot. I feel like he's a good young quarterback. He's a sophomore right now. It's kind of like Evan Bullock is where the Miners hope their quarterbacks are going to be in the future. Somebody that last season had a solid year, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 65% completion. That's all you want, right? As a quarterback, that's what you're hoping for. So Bullock is the kind of guy you can build on. As much as I would love to see. Now, I think the fans, listen, if they're 2-2 going into this La Tech game, there's going to be 30,000 plus in the Sun Bowl. Fans right. are going to show up. They'll be a factor in that game. I just don't think the Bulldogs are picked to be one of the top teams in the conference right now. I don't see UTEP winning this game.
Then Conference USA weeknight action begins. Wednesday kickoff. It's a home matchup against Liberty. Can you see the Miners upsetting the Flames here on a Wednesday evening, knowing that they have nothing to lose, everything to gain on national television Wednesday, October 8th?
No, I don't. I think they're going to be 2-4 at that point. Liberty and La Tech are the two best teams in the league, and even though the Miners have them at home, and that gives them a better chance than having to play on the road, the only way I see UTEP having a shot at either of these two teams is if by game 5 or 6, the quarterbacks show enough to where the offense is moving the ball consistently, the defense is doing exactly what we think they're going to do, and suddenly UTEP becomes a force. And I just don't know if I see that right now, Adrian. I haven't seen enough to believe that UTEP can just put the offense together at the midway point in order to win games like this. So I've got the Miners losing in another home game.
I have the Miners losing this one as well. I'm going to miss this rivalry, so to speak. I should say just conference rivalry UTEP has with Liberty. I mean, from the Flames bringing mariachis to the Sun Bowl 2 seasons ago and kind of doing it to them, to all the great basketball matchups. I'm going to miss this rivalry right here a little bit, just like I'm going to miss the Twitter beef that UTEP fans are going to have and not necessarily have next year with Sam Houston State, who, by the way, the Miners play on the road the following week on a Wednesday as well. CBS Sports Network will have this one. It's a 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time kickoff. And for Sam Houston, last year they beat the Miners, and the Miners were really surprised about that loss right there. It was a 41-21 beatdown, and I think what Sam Houston put together last year, a winning season, the way that they did, was indicative of what Scotty Walden wants to build here. Have stability at quarterback, find guys through the portal, and then have that on-field success. I just don't don't think the Miners are there yet. I've got a loss here. Three straight losses for the Miners, and I don't think they do it on the road at Sam Houston.
Well, let me say this. Back to the Liberty game for a second. I think that the Liberty game might be closer than the La Tech game, only because I believe La Tech is more advanced offensively than Liberty is right now. Liberty's strengths are their defense.
Yes.
So, believe it or not, that could be a close football game that UTEP just doesn't come out on top with. But, you know, now, Sam Houston, again, my biggest issue here is you're reeling off of two losses, and now you got to go play on the road in Houston against Sam Houston. They're playing in the same football stadium where the Houston Dynamo play their soccer matches. So that's going to be another interesting one. As much as I would love to see the Miners rebound, it's where the schedule gets tough for them. The games get more difficult, so I've got UTEP losing this one as well and falling to 2-5, even though Sam Houston is a winnable football game. They only have 7 returning starters. I mean, it's not like they're a loaded team this year. It's a winnable game.
And especially a new coach, a lot of new turnover. It's not a true home game. It's a Wednesday. You know, you put all those factors into that. I mean, you might have me flipping just kind of knowing all the circumstances ahead, but at the same time, you don't take for granted the Miners at this point will have already had 6 games under their belt.
Yep.
Only one bye week in that point. And for the Miners, I just think health is always, and depth is always going to be a concern for this team. Defensively, I think they'll hang in, but offensively, I don't know if they'll have enough to beat a team like Sam Houston on the road in this kind of situation. I feel like no one will be at this game, like no fans whatsoever. Talk to somebody over the weekend about Sam Houston State, and they're struggling with these tickets, knowing that they're going to have to play at the Dynamo Stadium.
Let me say this: if Miners went from 2-2 to 2-5, at this point, fans are already off the bandwagon. They're angry. They're upset. It's going to start getting hot for Scotty Walden right now again in year two. The situation we are bringing up is not a good one right now for UTEP.
And then they get a bye week, so maybe they get a little healthy. And then they play a team that is made their transition last year from FCS to FBS, Kennesaw State. This is the next opponent, October 28th, a Tuesday kickoff, 6 o'clock kickoff, by the way, local time. And when you look at Kennesaw State, this was one of the wins UTEP had last year. I kind of put Kennesaw State in that FIU category right there, the teams who just kind of struggle year in, year out. I mean, a team like Kennesaw State still, it plays in front of a huge environment right outside of Atlanta, but I just don't know if the Miners could do it on the road, given all the circumstances. The travel alone is tough. You're going from a Wednesday to Tuesday,
yep,
a 6-day turnaround. Give me the Owls here. I just think Kennesaw State's going to win this one simply because they're the home team.
Right, and last year was a double overtime thriller to beat Kennesaw State in their first trip to El Paso as a member of Conference USA. So you're right. I think that, a lot of it has to just talk about where is the offense at this point, what's happening with everything. I don't see it, man. I'd love to say that this year's schedule is soft enough for the Miners to roll, but you and I both have them 2-7 at this point right now, and again, worried about, 2-6, I should say. There's 2-6, there's 4 games left in the season. Can the Miners salvage some of these last few games?
I think so. I think this is where you start to see the Miners start to win some of these games, and you and I might call them meaningless. For the team themselves, they might see it as a building block and a step in the right direction. So if they turn the page from October with not a ton of success like we're mentioning right here, and then look to November to try to have a little bit more success, I think this is where I start to see a little bit more of it. But do you do it against Jacksonville State? I'll throw it back to you. It's a Saturday afternoon kickoff, 1 o'clock local time here in El Paso, November 8th, Saturday. They're hosting Jacksonville State.
They lost Rich Rod as their head coach, and now they have Charles Kelly. They also apparently only have a handful of guys back from last year. 4 returning starters from your CUSA championship season. And that's a huge loss. Then again, the Miners are reeling at this point. Can they figure out some way to salvage what has been otherwise a disappointing season? I mean, I see this being a toss-up. I really do. I look at UTEP, the last game they lost on the road, 17-14. Ugh, this is tough. I'll give UTEP the win here. They got to get one eventually.
Yeah.
I'll say they get it. They go to 3-6, and they end up beating Jack State at the Sun Bowl.
I'm just going to say, 1 o'clock kickoffs never serve UTEP great. Like, it's tough to get fans out there on Saturday afternoons. November game in itself. I'm going to put this one down as a loss. I just am not there yet with the Miners on this one right here. I know they're home. I'm going to have it as an L going into their next game on the road at Missouri State. All right, I got the win here. Like, you're taking on a team who's making the transition from FCS to FBS for the first year. I think this Missouri State team is going to really struggle this year. And at this point right now, in the season, November 15th, I don't know if how inspired they'll be. I know the Miners will still be inspired despite having those losses like we mentioned right here. I see this one as a win right here. Miners beat Missouri State on the road. Get their only road win. I already foreshadowed it. Only road win of the season right here at Missouri State Saturday, November 15th.
I mean, listen, it's a good prediction to have given the circumstances and who UTEP's playing, to having to make the transition, jumping from FCS to FBS. You know, the good news is it's going to be a tough schedule and a tough jump. The problem is Jacob Clark is back. So he's their quarterback. He's somebody that can light it up. I think he plays well against UTEP, and I think the Miners struggle against this game. And you know what? They lose to Missouri State. So again, I've got them with 3 wins right now. You have them 3 wins. We just have it going a different way at this point.
Then it's rivalry week. Miners host the Aggies for the last time, at least in the next 2 years, or maybe at least a year, right? Battle of I-10, Saturday, November 22nd. I think this one, regardless, I mean, I don't think the Aggies are going to have a good season whatsoever. I think they're going to be reeling at this point as well. It's going to be very similar to last year, playing for pride, coaches playing for, you know, what's at stake for them to try to excite their fan bases, excite their admin as well. I mean, you look at Tony Sanchez, he was put in the position he was in late. I mean, Jerry Kill left the program from New Mexico State late into last offseason. So second year with Tony Sanchez, I'd consider him on the hot seat because he wasn't their number one choice. And because New Mexico State will be hiring an athletic director pretty soon who could be a different name than what we've seen before. So New Mexico State coming to town. I think the Miners win this one right here. I feel like they send off the Battle of I-10 with the victory right here, and it's Senior Day. Miners have also, listen to this one, have covered 4 straight on Senior Day over the last 4 different times. So they always show out for Senior Day. Give me the Miners against the Aggies here Saturday, November 22nd.
I'm with you on it. I think it's going to be a fun game, a good game. UTEP was down 21-7 last year in Crucis. Then they had the touchdowns, the fumbles for touchdowns, got back in and were able to win the game. I don't know if it's going to be the same kind of script, but you know what? UTEP has played better against New Mexico State as of late. So, yes, I will give the Miners the win here as well to go to 4-7 heading into the Delaware game to end the year.
Okay, so this is the difference between a 5-win and a 4-win UTEP team right here. At Delaware, Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff local time. Wow, wake up, have some brunch with the Miners, and watch this one on ESPN platforms. Probably going to be ESPN Plus at the time. This one right here is so interesting because it will be UTEP's longest road trip to date, and I don't even know the last time they've taken a trip this far. More than 2,000 miles that they will have to travel to go to Delaware right here. Travel alone, Steve, I am out. Not to mention what kind of weather they could be facing.
Oh,
not to mention
blizzard.
The fact that they're, at this point, only a 4-win team. Give me Delaware in this one right here. And UTEP finishes the season with 4 wins.
Is the Florida International win a couple of years ago during Vice Night, is that the only win UTEP's ever had in the Eastern time zone?
Yes, that is exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up.
And that's going to stay that way because I don't see the Miners flying over 2,000 miles to play Delaware after Thanksgiving in that weather and suddenly being able to come out on top. So I'm with you. I think the Blue Hens end up delivering a win against UTEP, and the Miners finish the season 4-8.
Let me ask you this. If we have pushback from people right now, what is your message to the people who might be saying, wait a second, how can you think that a coach who's had back-to-back top recruiting classes over the last 2 seasons in Conference USA, something that no one has done across UTEP coaches, what would you say to those people who are trying to push back and say, how are you guys being so harsh on this?
It takes time, because a lot of the recruits from this year are not going to play. Last year, it's their first year coming off the red shirt. effort, and it's you can't just, you know, develop a team overnight. It does take time. By the way, I'm going to say this. To me, 4-8, that's probably the lower end of the spectrum. If things change, the offense is more advanced, and maybe they get a couple balls bouncing their way, they could win 5 or even 6 games. It's possible. It's not like a 5-7 or 6-6 season is out of the realm of possibility. 8 or 9 wins, to me, somebody's smoking crack and thinking about that, but I'm going 4-8 being conservative because, sorry, I mean, from what I've seen so far, I'm not ready to just say UTEP is there to turn the corner. Not to mention, I told fans, I want to caution them this year. Go into the season hoping for moderate improvement from last year, and if they exceed your expectations, great. But if you go in thinking this is a 6, 7, or 8 win team, and then they end up winning 3 or 4 games, you're going to be miserable all season. So you got to look at things a little different as you approach 2025.
You're setting yourself up for failure. Yep. If you're doing that kind of stuff. And I think that the sentiments reigns true for all of us over here on this one, what you just said right there. Last thing I'll just say is, for the Miners, I want to see them close out the year playing some of these freshmen that we've seen over fall camp, like Tyler Roberts, the humongous offensive lineman that I think has a ton of talent. I want to see more of safety Alan Gant. I want to see corner TJ Tillman fight for some minutes out there, and I think that's what's exciting right there. If you get to see some of those younger players kind of develop through the system and be able to retain some of those players after the season, knowing that you're making the jump from Conference USA to the Mountain West, I think that's a big deal.
I want to see Malachi Nelson. I want to see if this kid can play. That's all I care about, because you know what? If he plays and he flops, fine. They gave it a shot, and they said, you know what? We brought him in. We took the chance. It didn't work out. But if you don't play him and you play Skylar and Shea and Cade and he sits the bench, you're still going to be playing the what-if game. Then it's wow, what if? We'll never know. So I'd rather see if the kid can sink or swim. And if he can swim, then guess what? Our 4-8 season looks definitely like it's not going to happen. They'll probably win 5, 6 or more if the kid can play. We just don't know. But you know what? I've seen practices. We haven't seen the scrimmages. Now it's like, hey, you brought him in here. You didn't bring him in to sit the bench. You brought him to play. So you know what? Let's see if the kid can play.
Last thing. When you think about Conference USA, what are some parting shots you want to take to this league?
This league sucks. I mean, there's no other way to put it than that. you know, again, and they did UTEP no favors this year in scheduling. They basically gave them the middle finger on their way out, trying to send them all over the country like they're doing. The league does not get the kind of respect that you would hope it would eventually get. And it is what it is. It's a league now where when you lose schools to other G5s, you're replacing with FCS schools making the jump up. That's really what it is. This right now is the bottom tier league in all of Group of Five. So you know what? For UTEP, get out before you're stuck, and then you have no other place to go. So the fact is, they got into the Mountain West. I'm happy for that. Conference USA, I can't believe they've spent the last 20 years in this league.
Sayonara, and for LaTeX, who's on their way out too, happy for them. I think they deserve more, just like the Miner fans deserve a lot more in the Mountain West, so I'm really excited about that. Steve, as always, thank you so much.
All righty.